WROV plays Charlie Daniels. 1240 WROV. WROV is 23-2 and I'm Pat Garrett. Our news department guys here will pay you $5 if you come up with the best news tip of the week. So if you see some news going on, give us a call. 345-NEWS.
Change your job and your life.
Roanoke Valley weather clear and cool this morning, becoming partly clear later today with a high 65. Clear tonight, low at 40, and sunny on Monday with a Monday high 63, and no chance of rain through the period. Currently, clear skies 56 at WROV. WROV, I heard that in between recording records, they rent their mouths out as fly catchers. Midnight Rocks, Al Stewart at WROV. I got some Kenny Rogers coming up.
Are you looking for a job you can be? 2881.
WROV and Pat, 982-1240. Good chance to win a trivia coming up in a couple of seconds on 1240 WROV. Roanoke Valley weather becoming partly clear later today with a high at 65. Clear tonight, low at 40. Then Monday, sunny, a high 63. No rain throughout the period. And right now, clear skies and 55 at your full-service radio station, WROV Roanoke. 2 o'clock, and I'm Pat Garrett. 203 at WROV and Pat Garrett playing Andy Murray. Can I have this dance, please? WROV and Pat Garrett, the first annual JDF tricycle race is going to be held today at what? At Towers Mall. If you're interested, I can tell you a little more. 982-1240 WROV. WROV and Donna, walk away. It's 214 and I'm Pat Garrett. And coming up, some trivia for a Burger King certificate.
Change your job and your life with a career. Another exclusive from 1240 WROV.
WROV and the Bob Seger. 1240 WROV playing one and saying happy birthday to Ronnie up in St. Louis. 16 today. Here's Carly. Roanoke Valley weather clear. It's cool this morning. Becoming partly clear later today. High 65. Clear tonight, low at 40. Then sunny on Monday at a high Monday 63. No chance of rain in throughout the period. 56 and clear right now at WROV. 25 WROV and Queen.
Are you looking for a job you can be proud of? A career with substantial income potential? Then consider the field of real estate counseling. Call ERA Alpha Omega at 982-2881.
And now, folks, it's trivia time at WROV, and I got a Burger King lunch for you if you can tell me the answer to this question. On the cartoon show The Jetsons, George and Jane are the Jetsons, and they have a maid that lives with them, and the maid is a robot. Okay, I need to know what the name of the family's robot maid is on The Jetsons. 982-1240 can make you a winner. 1240 WROV and Pat Garrett saying congratulations to Dee Dee Lawshy of Honeywood Lane in the Southwest, who told me on The Jetsons the name of the robot that's the maid is Rosie, and for doing that picks up a Burger King certificate. Your chance to win at trivia and pick up a WROV table lighter coming up. In the time, 1240 WROV. 25-3 at WROV and Pat Garrett, and you can win the WROV V-Car. It's a 1980 Caprice coming up in our freewheeling contest. I'll tell you some more about it a little later on. Roanoke Valley weather clear and cool this morning and becoming partly clear later today. Today's high 65. Clear tonight, low 40. Sunny Monday, high 63. And no chance of rain through the period. 56 now and clear at WROV. WROV plays Robbie Dupree. 1240 WROV and Pat Garrett. I got all of the scores in, finally. I'll be going over them for you in a couple of seconds. 8-3 at WROV and Pat Garrett with the Jacksons. Roanoke Valley weather clear and cool the rest of the morning. They're becoming partly clear later today with a high 65. Clear tonight, low at 40. Sunny on Monday, a high 63. And no rain through the period. Right now, clear skies and 54 to your full-service radio station, WROV Roanoke. 3 o'clock, and I'm Pat Garrett. 303 at WROV and Pat Garrett's a brand new Rolling Stones. WROV and Jagger at a Rolling Stones and She's So Cold. I'm Pat Garrett, and the Roanoke Rugby Club is going to be taking on the James River team this afternoon, 1 o'clock, Highland Park. Admission's free. You can win. Look at sports and the football picks for this week. Coming up in a couple of minutes on WROV. WROV, let's go for a Stone Soul picnic. Hey, pass me those brownies. That's the fifth dimension, and I'm Pat Garrett. It's 3:11. WROV plays Elton John. WROV, it's 3:23, and I'm Pat Garrett, and I've got all the sports for you. Finally, I got all of it together here. The NBA, it was New York taking Milwaukee 114-109. New Jersey over Cleveland 99-96. I forgot to sound the sports horn. Okay, Atlanta took Chicago 101-93. In double overtime, Philadelphia beat Washington 126-120. It was Dallas over San Antonio 103-92. Kansas City took Utah 98-91. It was Indiana over Detroit 187. Golden State did it to San Diego 104-91. In the NHL, the Islanders beat the Bruins 5-2. It was Blackhawks over the Canadiens 5-4. Pittsburgh took Winnipeg 5-4. It was Rangers over the Maple Leafs 8-3. It was Colorado taking Calgary 8-2. 6-2 there, excuse me. Philadelphia took St. Louis 5-1. Minnesota over Hartford 9-3. And L.A. took the Detroit Red Wings 8-1. Top 20 college, it was Alabama over Rutgers 17-13. Southern Cal took Arizona 27-10. Texas beat Oklahoma 20-13. It was UCLA over Stanford 35-21. Georgia took Mississippi 28-21. Notre Dame did it to Miami of Florida 32-14. It was North Carolina over Wake Forest 27-9. Ohio State 63. Northwestern nothing. Nebraska over Kansas 54-0. A lot of high scoring games here. Florida State took Pittsburgh 36-22. It was Penn State over Maryland 24-10. And Arkansas over Wichita State 27-7. South Carolina took Duke 20-7. Baylor over Southern Methodist 32-28. Missouri took Oklahoma State 30-7. I'll be running over the NFL that we got coming up tomorrow or later on this morning. You know, it's already Sunday. Maybe I ought to say this afternoon. This afternoon's NFL coming up in the football picks a little bit later on WROV.
Are you looking for a job you can be?
Roanoke Valley weather clear and cool this morning, then partly clear later today. High 65, clear tonight, low at 40. Monday, sunny, high 63. 54 and clear at WROV. 1240 WROV. 332 at WROV and Pat Garrett with Olivia. Olivia Newton-John, it's magic at WROV. I'm Pat Garrett. It's 23-4, and I forgot to tell you what I was doing with the sports a couple of minutes ago. That in baseball last night, it was Phillies over the Astros, 5-3 in 10 innings.
Is your presence.
And now, once again, it's time for Garrett's Gridiron Guesses, the most unscientific pro picks possible. Don't you bet money on any one of these. Well, last week, like I was telling you yesterday, I tied my record all-time rottenest week. I was 6-8 last week. Maybe this week we can do a little bit better. Baltimore is going to Buffalo, and I think it's time for Buffalo to blow one. I think the Colts are going to take it. Chicago and Minnesota, I like Minnesota. I like Pittsburgh over Cincinnati in Pittsburgh. Cleveland's going to Seattle, and I think Cleveland will pull that one out. I think Tampa Bay is going to do it to Green Bay. Houston over Kansas City. It's going to be kind of close, but I got to go with the Rams over the St. Louis Cardinals. It's not in the cards for St. Louis to win tomorrow. It's a very terrible joker. Miami over New England. New Orleans is going to Detroit. I like Detroit there. Jets, I think it's time for them to win one. I think they'll beat Atlanta tomorrow. Philadelphia over the Giants. San Diego ought to take Oakland. I like Dallas over the San Francisco 49ers. Monday night, since the Redskins always seem to do so good on Monday night, I'm going to take the Redskins over Denver. And next week on the Football Follies, I'll be telling you about the football team at the American Barber and Hairdresser College. They didn't win a game all last season long. Every time they'd get a drive underway, they'd get called for clipping. Roanoke Valley weather clear today with a high at 65 and clear skies tonight, low at 40. Monday sunny, high 63. No chance of rain through the period. Right now, 54 and clear at WROV. Dionne Warwick at WROV.
Change your job. 922881.
Roanoke Valley. I've already told you the weather. Excuse me there. I'm going to tell you that $5 in our thanks go to Roanoke or Jeff Dame, who was the first to let us know about an accident that tied up a Salem intersection last week. If you see some news going on, we're at 345-NEWN. 8-4 at WROV and Pat Garrett, your chance to win at trivia coming up. Good morning. It's 6-4, and I'm Pat Garrett reporting WROV 24-hour news. The Canadian government has joined a long list of agencies pledging financial aid for victims of Friday's devastating earthquake in the Algerian city of Al-Asnam. $250,000 will be forwarded from the Canadian government to Algeria this coming week. The quake has leveled 80% of the buildings in Al-Asnam, and officials fear as many as 20,000 people are dead. Reports from Algeria say the cries and moans of trapped earthquake victims were heard as long as 24 hours after the quake hit. Rescuers had to amputate the arms and legs of some of the victims to free them. Roads into Al-Asnam are scarred by gigantic cracks and clogged with convoys of cranes, bulldozers, and ambulances. The U.S. Navy will resume preparing a former military base in Puerto Rico for the eventual arrival of Cuban and Haitian refugees from Florida. Construction was halted after a federal judge ruled against plans to send the refugees to Puerto Rico, but the judge has since allowed construction to continue. The Carter administration still must appeal the judge's decision against the refugee transfer plan. Iraq stepped up the war with Iran Saturday, saying many of its warplanes bombed Iranian positions, including an area near Iran's major oil refinery at Abadan. Meanwhile, Iraq also broke relations with Libya, Syria, and North Korea for allegedly helping the enemy. Meanwhile, Iran's President Bani Sadr says he's agreeable to a UN-proposed limited ceasefire in the Persian Gulf war zone. Such a ceasefire would allow an estimated 60 international freighters to leave the area. Bani Sadr says he'll discuss the idea with Iran's military leaders. More news next. Four people were killed Saturday when two small airplanes collided over a rural airport near Mobile, Alabama. The two planes apparently were trying to land on the same landing strip, but the exact cause of the apparent confusion is unknown. Meanwhile, the Coast Guard reported Saturday the crash of a light airplane into the sea off the northwestern coast of Puerto Rico. The plane's engine apparently failed as it was about to land Friday night. Four people were killed. The reopening of the Stockton, California waterway has been delayed for at least one day. Workers still are trying to clean up some 300,000 gallons of jet fuel that spilled as it was being pumped from a Navy tanker. The port was closed because of the danger of fire. Also delayed was a promised break from Southern California's 2 weeks of smog. Lingering patches of polluted air brought at least seven unexpected health advisories for the valley surrounding Los Angeles. Authorities hope the inversion will improve on Sunday. The valley weather next.
Are you looking?
Roanoke Valley weather partly clear today with a high at 65. Clear tonight, low at 40. Monday, sunny, high 63. No chance of rain throughout the period. Right now, clear skies and 50 at your full-service radio station, WROV Roanoke. 4 o'clock, and I'm Pat Garrett. 401 at WROV and Pat Garrett, and I have got a WROV table lighter up for grabs. If you can tell me what the real name of W.C. Fields is, what's his real name? 982-1240 can make you a winner. 404 WROV and Pat Garrett saying congratulations to Andy Corbin of Benton. Told me W.C. Fields' real name is William Claude Dukenfield. For doing that, he picks up the WROV table lighter. You'll have your chance to win at trivia, too. Coming up a little later on this morning with my buddy Billy Bass on WROV. Baby. 408 at WROV and Pat Garrett. The Roanoke County Sanitation Department is conducting the annual special collection programs this month and to arrange for a pickup. I can tell you a little more. 982-1240. WROV plays some Kansas. Hold on, some new Kansas at WROV. It's 415. I'm Pat Garrett. I got Benny Mardones and the Jacksons coming up.
Is your call ERA Alpha Omega 982-2881.
Maybe you ought to consider a job in real estate. I'd like a job that I'm proud of. Roanoke Valley weather becoming partly clear today at high 65. The clear tonight, low at 40. Sunny Monday, high 63. 50 and clear out now at WROV. 419 has in the highway. WROV, Pat Garrett. That was Benny Mardo. notice that into the night, I've got all the sports scores you could possibly ever want if you need one. I'm at 982-1240.
Change your job.
WROV plays Herb Albert. This is the first song Herb ever sang. Honest to God, they had him sing a song because he did a TV special on his own a number of years back. And they wanted to have him do one song when they could see his face, not behind you his trumpet. See? 27 WROV and Pat Garrett. Here's Ms. Donna. 1240 WROV. Clear and cool this morning, becoming partly clear today. High 65. Clear tonight, low at 40. Monday, sunny at high 63. And best of all, no chance of rain throughout the whole period. 50 and clear now at WROV. Larson Fighting Man at WROV at 17 to 5, and I'm Pat Garrett.
Are you looking for 2881?
WROV plays the PP League. WROV plays the Fifth Dimension. Last night, I didn't get to sleep at all. Hadn't gotten any tonight either, because I have to be here. 1240 WROV, 10 to 5, and Pat.
It's your chance. 81.
WROV plays Kenny Loggins. 7 to 5 at WROV, and that's going to do it for me this morning. I'll see you tonight at midnight after John. Until then, bye-bye! Good morning, it's 4 to 5, and I'm Pat Garrett reporting WROV 24-hour news. The Canadian government has joined a long list of agencies pledging financial aid for victims of Friday's devastating earthquake in the Algerian city of Al-Asnam. $250,000 will be forwarded from the Canadian government to Algeria this coming week. The quake has leveled 80% of the buildings in Al-Asnam, and officials fear as many as 20,000 people are dead. The U.S. Navy will resume preparing a former military base in Puerto Rico for the eventual arrival of Cuban and Haitian refugees from Florida. Construction was halted after a federal judge ruled against plans to send the refugees to Puerto Rico, but the judge has since allowed construction to continue. The Carter administration still must appeal the judge's decision against the refugee transfer plan. Iraq stepped up the war with Iran Saturday, saying many of its warplanes bombed Iranian positions, including an area near Iran's major oil refinery at Abadan. Meanwhile, Iraq also broke relations with Libya, Syria, and North Korea for allegedly helping the enemy. Meanwhile, Iran's President Bani Sadr says he's agreeable to a UN-proposed limited ceasefire in the Persian Gulf war zone. Such a ceasefire would allow an estimated 60 international freighters to leave the area. Bani Sadr says he'll discuss the idea with Iran's military leaders. More news is coming up.
This is Charlotte
Kidd. Four people were killed Saturday when two small airplanes collided over a rural airport near Mobile, Alabama. The two planes apparently were trying to land on the same landing strip, but exact cause of the apparent confusion is unknown. Meanwhile, the Coast Guard reported Saturday the crash of a light airplane into the sea off the northwestern coast of Puerto Rico. The plane's engine apparently failed and was about to land Friday night. Four people were killed. We'll have a look at the valley weather coming up. Roanoke Valley weather, clear skies tonight, looking for a low at 40. Then sunny on Monday with a high at 63. And before all of that, partly clear today with a high at 65. No rain through the period, 50 degrees now and clear at WROV Roanoke. It's 5 o'clock and I'm Pat Garrett. Good morning.